everybody, to the special edition show. This is Tracy Mahan, and I am here with some very exciting guests tonight. And I'm actually so appreciative of these two for joining me tonight because I had totally spaced putting a guest in my show. And Julia came to the rescue. So I'm going to introduce to you. You guys have had the pleasure of hearing Julia before, but the other guest is new to all of us. So this is going to be exciting. So I have author, QHHT practitioner, teacher, healer, world traveler, anything else that you can think of to stick in there, Julia Cannon, and Reiki master healer, QHHT practitioner, and I'm not sure what else you do, Diana Morrison. So you guys can come in. How do you like that introduction? We were talking so much before the show about all the other juicy stuff that I forgot I needed to get more information. Sorry.
That's so great. Yeah. Thanks.
People that know me, they know this is how I work.
Oh, absolutely.
I feel right at home already.
There we go. So what else do you do, Diane?
You know what? That's a really good question. Sometimes I'm not even sure because, you know, we're multidimensional and I'm not sure what I'm doing half the time. But I do also, I am an occupational therapist too. So that takes some time in my schedule. And yeah, you got the other things on there that are important. And so that's a good enough list. You got it.
You do more than that. No, she's got all these things that are opening up and she's really cool. All her channeling abilities that are opening up.
Yeah, I guess we're going to talk some about that tonight too. But certainly, yeah, life is getting better and better and abilities are coming in with ease and love. And, you know, there are, if we're talking about this and we can talk out loud about this,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
what's happening.
No, this is secretive.
I know. It's yeah. sort of weird after all these decades.
It's not that kind of show. No.
Talk out loud. Yeah. Yeah. I get downloads. I get guidance every day. I do kind of a meditation practice and it includes a lot of different prayers and mantras. And then I ask for guidance and I get stories. I get information. I get pep talks. I get whatever I ask for. And I get a lot of humor and light coming in, which makes my day, you know?
Oh, yeah. I totally agree with the humor and light. My little spiritual team, they're often joking around with me. So, okay. And so you guys are at the UFO conference. How is that going?
Well, we just finished it. It ended yesterday and oh my goodness, it was so fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
It was the best. I mean, everybody was saying it was the best conference they'd ever been at. Something happened this year that I'm like, what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
But it was absolutely fantastic.
Mm-hmm. There was a special flow mm-hmm. to the energy, which mm-hmm. just made things work. Mm-hmm. It was really palpable.
Wow.
You mm-hmm. could feel, I haven't been there before. This was my first year mm-hmm. attending. So all I knew was everything was seamless. And apparently it's not, it hasn't always been that way.
No.
This is how it always is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I came
Hold
in the right.
To that.
Yeah.
No, usually it looks like that on the surface, but underneath it's all, no. But this time it was really so smooth.
Well, it sounds like Diane might be the good luck charm.
Yeah, that was
scenario.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yes, my ego loves to be boosted up, like, artificially. Yeah.
There we go. We are all about the ego here and all about boosting it. So.
You know what? I'd rather have a reputation as helping than hurting. So, sure, go ahead. Layer it on. I'm good with it. I'm open to receive goodness.
Oh, that's wonderful. You guys are too much fun. And so I'm going to go real quick to the chat room here. We have a lot of people over in the chat room, and I'm not sure if either of you are over there. I did add you to the chat room.
That's called
the Heart and Soul Radio Chat.
Is that too much
multitasking?
It is. That's too much for me. That's too distracting, and that's too much multitasking. I can multitask, but that's too much for me.
And it's only after, 30 days straight of being involved with projects and working nonstop.
Yeah, now we're in the middle of another class. So we're in class and then we're doing this. So if you don't mind, if you can just
what I'm
going to
do, What I'm going to do is just channel in your higher selves.
Oh, love
and
it.
And they can watch the chat room, and they'll channel it through me as I relay it to you in the physical. So,
perfect. Sounds like a great plan.
We're going to say hi to a few people. We've got Debbie in there saying hi, Barb, Melinda, Lisa, Kathy, Kelly, Beth, Tiffany, Jeff. There's a whole bunch of people in there. There's probably a couple more that I didn't see that popped in there. Marie, Charmel, Nancy, Shauna, Casey, Kelly, Melissa. I'm not sure if I'm getting everybody or not, but I see you guys are peeking in there. So hello in the chat room. And then I forgot to launch the other chat room for Blog Talk until just now. So over in Blog Talk, we do have a couple of guests showing up over there as well, and I will monitor both. We will be taking you guys' calls. Diane has graciously volunteered to do readings with Julia's assistance. Am I right on that?
Oh, it might be the other way. But we'll both be assisting each other.
We're just open to influx of information, and we'll be happy to share it as we receive.
Yeah, I don't know if Julia told you, Diane, I'm going to put you on the spot like that every once in a while out of nowhere. Here it comes. So it's all fun.
And I love it.
Yeah, I told her that you keep pushing me out of my box.
Yeah.
I do feel like that's my purpose in life. You know,
it's good.
Yes, I had three kids, whatever. Yeah. But my purpose is. So we, like I was saying, we will take callers in the second half of the show. The number for that, if you want it, is 323-642-1397. I will do my best to look at questions in the chat rooms as well if you are one of those shy people that don't like to call Debbie. Debbie. Okay. So, not that I was pointing out anybody.
Oh, and all those that are in the chat room. Hello, hello, hello,
hello, hello, hello, hello, hello, hello, hello, hello, hello, hello,
hi, hello,
hi,
hi, we're all here.
Oh, you guys missed one.
Oh, hi.
Okay, I can see how we're going to do tonight. This will be great. Okay, so you guys are going to tell us how you came about with the subject today, because I love it. And it sounded like there was a story behind the subject, which I will say, when I asked you what you wanted to do, you said, how about a subject on asking for assistance from the higher-ups and how it's a crucial part of the manifesting. And we all like to manifest. So let's hear about this. I'm gonna stop talking. I'm gonna let you guys talk a little bit. So go.
you may be.
And that didn't work out real well. Where are you guys at?
Right here.
Okay, it cut out for just a second, so I don't know if that was just on my end or if that happened to everybody. Okay, I'm gonna have you start over.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're happy to snap. And you may be sorry was what you missed. You may be sorry because we like to chat. Is that okay with you?
I'll just interrupt at the end of the show and sign off. I'll be over here taking notes is what I'd be doing. So, all right.
Good.
Educate us. We all want to manifest something amazing this year, 2017. How do we do it?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to let you start, but I just have to say this year it's easier than ever. Things are continuously getting easier and easier to connect with our higher selves. And so this is the highway to heaven, if you will. Like, and we need to all know that the road is open. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
How this came about is we were having dinner one night. There were three of us having dinner, it seems like a month ago, but it was actually just a few nights ago. But we were.
Okay, I lost them again. Are you guys in the chat room? If you could chime in for me, are you also losing Julia and Diane?
Back?
We lost you guys again.
Are you? Okay, yeah. Okay, are you here now?
You are, but we may end up switching gears and having you guys. Mm-hmm. Are you on your computer?
Yeah.
All right. If it does it again, let's have you call in on the phones.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. So what I'm not sure where it cut out, but what I was saying was we were, there were three of us at dinner probably about a week ago, although it feels like a month ago now. And we were started talking about a situation that has been just going on. And sometimes I felt like I was beating with it and with trying to, you know, just get movement on it, do whatever. And I just trying to go someplace with it and everything. And Diane just, well, about the guy.
Okay. I'm going to have you guys call in. We're hearing like we're hearing about five words and then gone. So.
Okay. We will do that right now then.
Okay. So one moment.
And and you guys can keep the computer connection until we get your phone connection. So
okay.
Can you dial and talk at the same time? I don't know.
Yeah, well, we'll try. I can
multitask
a little bit, okay?
Okay.
So
we have a beautiful audience that is graciously being patient.
Actually, do a tap dance.
We love that.
All right. So you want a little song and dance while we're connecting here?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Can we do a little, what's that chicken song? I love the chicken song.
Yeah.
And do you guys have the call-in number?
No, go ahead and give it to me.
323-642-1397.
You want her to start over?
Wait a minute. Okay. Now, 323.
642.
I forgot the one. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
323-642.
Can you say the
642.
1397.
1397. Okay.
And
okay.
Drum roll. Hey, Blog Talk
Radio.
Radio.
Please hold to be able to listen to the show.
It's gonna be the best show ever. Okay, so I'm gonna get an echo sound now. So I'm gonna go ahead and mute you on. Oh, you guys got rid of it. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
So are we gonna
reverberation? Yeah.
Okay. Are you?
Should I not
that,
have done
that?
Or is this okay?
Let's give it a try. How does that sound, audience? I'm gonna have you guys let us know in the chat room how they're sounding. So now you guys were at dinner. There was three of you. Can you hear me? Okay.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we can hear you.
All right. I think this will work. Okay. So you were at dinner.
Right, we're at dinner, and the other person, you know, she was just talking about how in sessions so many times the guides will remind the people that, you know, we're right here, we're always right here, ready to help, but, you know, nobody, you know, they just need to ask, you know, we just need to be asked for help, and we're always right here. And I just made this comment, I just said, you know, I just looked at it, I said, I'm always forgetting to ask, so that's my thing. I just forget to ask. And then and then we kind of switched to this other. We were right behind it. We were talking about this other, the topic that I was telling you about. There was something that I felt like I've been beating my head against the wall, trying to figure out how to get through this situation. And it's like, you know, working with it and through it and stuff. And then Diane just made this comment, and she just said, well, did you ask, like, Archangel Michael? And all of a sudden, when she said that, I was looking, and I saw him, like, just right above her. And he's standing there, and he says, like, you never asked me for help. And I was going, oh my gosh, no, I never asked, because I just said I forget to ask all the time, I forget, and I was like, oh, I forgot to ask, and he's standing there with his sword. I could see his sword, and it's brilliant and shining, and it's like it's ready. It's ready to go and go to action. And he's like, you've never asked. And he's just standing there, and I'm like, okay, I'm asking now. Go, go, go.
I'm handing the baton.
Yes.
Yes.
And by the next day, I was seeing results.
Yeah.
It was immediate.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gosh, you got to love that, right? When they show you demonstrations so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And it really can be, too. And people do forget to ask. I forget to ask all the time.
Yes.
I'm just, they go, oh, I talk to my angels all the time. And it's like, but do I ask?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a little story about unemployed angels. And I am always telling people this, that, you know, we have legions of unemployed angels. They're just waiting for us to ask. So I'm like, put an angel to work today. Ask for help. They will come swooping in to help you. But you have to ask. They won't interfere. So we need to remember that they're on the rule of non-interference. And an invitation is asking for help. So we just have to remember how easy it is and that they're waiting for us to ask, that they will not just show up because they can't interfere. Law of non-interference. We need to remember that. Your asking is their invitation. The door swings open and they come swooping in, and there is nothing that they will not do for you, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
They're there,
you know,
for you,
you
at the ready.
When you said they come swooping in, I just got chills all up and down. It's like, oh, yeah, there they are.
Yeah.
I'm going to make my list. Click.
Now, the other thing, now, where did you get this other message? Was it in a session?
The other one, message being?
The guidance one.
Okay, there's so much guidance ones, but what is it?
Oh,
exactly?
The one I keep always going, remember,
I know.
It's so specific.
Whisper in my ear.
Come on.
And
these two will be doing psychic readings later. No. Which one?
Yeah. How you ask for it. You have to be, what was it? It was the specific words.
Okay. So when this happens, I know when I'm spacing out, I know I'm in my conscious mind, and I just have to tap in and get the higher ups to help me right now because yes, now I know. See, now I clicked
in. All I had to do was go.
Yes, she just brought her sword over.
I have
my
a
head.
Question.
I'm good.
What kind
we have one
of
wine thing
did
for
you two have with dinner?
We can answer that. Like, I don't even drink.
I don't either.
Are you kidding me? I don't need to drink. I'm high on light.
So you guys, when you become awakened, you no longer need drugs or alcohol. You're just like this all the time. Yeah.
But we do need a lot of water. We're like torching the water supply every day. The light is so strong. Like, you could fry an egg on us. Energetically.
I'm trading quick. Get a hose.
You know what? We're actually boiling water is what we're doing. We are like a steam bath every day, just torching off with the light, right? So, yes. So this little tidbit we have here.
Wait, I'm not done with the steam thing here yet. So what you're saying is this is kind of like a shamanic journey where you get into the tent and you do the whole, what do they call those? What is it when they do those
right
little
now.
Hot? We're all drawing blanks. We got to go.
vocabulary, please.
The sweat lodge. So you two are like creating your own little sweat lodge in your.
Yes.
Okay.
It's,
now that I've got this picture going on, I'm good. You can continue.
Yes, actually early on, when I first started practicing quantum healing hypnosis technique, I had a practitioner friend, and we would do sessions back and forth, and we would ask questions, how to get our business going, and the higher self would always give us some helpful information. And this one time, we really were specifically asking questions when she was under, I was the practitioner that day, and we asked, what is it that we can do so that we can actually grow our business and, you know, really start working more and helping more people? And the higher self, which we call the SC in this work, the subconscious, short for subconscious, or that collective of higher energies that work with us when we're embodied, we got back a response that was pretty cool. And the SC said to us, we want you to meditate with the expressive intent of receiving guidance. So after that session, and they also told us to meditate, 15 minutes, morning better than night, anytime is good, no big deal, basically. Daily practice, just daily, 15 minutes. That's how we were to get started. And then meditate with the expressive intent of receiving guidance is how we were instructed. So I started practicing that right after the session. Maybe it took me a couple days, and all of a sudden at the end of my meditation, 15-minute meditation, I just sat there and I literally just said, okay, now may I please receive guidance. And boom, information started coming in. That was my first consistent on-request live download, you could say. And that was just a few years ago. So then I got this incredible information. I was sitting there going, wow, as it was streaming in to my consciousness. And as soon as it was done and I kind of came back out of my meditation, I couldn't remember a single word that was said. So the next time, the next day, I brought my notebook and I got there and I said, okay, now may I please receive guidance? And then I said, and I got yes. And then I go, oh, yeah. Could I write this down, please? Because, yeah, I have my book right here. Can I grab my notebook and write this down? And I got, yes. I'm like, of course. Of course. You can do anything you need to do. So I said, okay, now may I please receive guidance? And boom, here comes the download. I'm acting kind of sleepy with my eyes kind of half closed, like not waking up really. And I'm just starting to write what's streaming in. And I'm writing and I'm writing and I'm writing and I'm writing and I get this all this information. I'm going, wow, wow, it's working. It's working while I write. And I'm like excited about this and I just keep writing. I got done with that and I kind of came out of the meditation and I thought about it and I was like, oh, first I always say, you know, thank you. Obviously I give thanks at the end. Thank you so much. I came out and I really couldn't remember at all what I was writing. As I was writing, I wasn't really aware. I was just writing the words. So then at least I had the words on paper and I looked down and I read it and I was like, oh, whoa, this is so cool. Information that I didn't have in my brain, that wasn't coming from me. That was coming from them, my collective, my higher ups. It was amazing, loving, kind, light, insightful, you know, stuff I couldn't do, stuff I couldn't do at all.
You can't do the loving, kind, and insightful? What?
No, I'm a wretched person. Yeah. I've never been nice in my entire life. It was totally.
And then here comes the spewing niceness out of your meditation. Wow. No wonder they had you write it down.
Yeah, exactly. It was so foreign. It was like a foreign language.
Oh, no. What does it mean? I had to look so much of it up. Compassion? What?
Compassion. I don't understand. I live on earth in a body.
Well, that is hilarious. You are cracking me up. You should go on the road with this show. But so real quick, I have some new people in the chat room. I want to say hi to Steven. And also Tina joined us in here. Tiffany had to leave because the kids are not letting her play with us tonight. So she's going to listen in the archives.
Aww.
And I think I already said hi to Casey, but she's in there saying hello again. So, or she's popping in to say hello. I saw her before she said hello. That's what happened. We do have a question. And
good.
So I'm going to ask the question now and we'll, maybe we'll sprinkle questions in there in between these insightful moments of seeing who Diane really is. So, okay. So Kelly is asking,
debauchery.
Kelly is asking, so let me make sure I read this correctly. I made some major changes since my husband passed away and keep moving forward. Is he okay with it? So they're contemplating.
I got a little something. Do you get anything? All right.
What are you guys getting?
My first stuff in was just, oh, sure I am. Have fun with it. I'm on the other side watching out for you, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes back to how you feel about the changes that you've made. Because that's what he cares more about.
Yeah. I had actually got a hint that he was part of why those changes are coming in. And I feel like he's part of ushering it in for her. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, very, very mm-hmm. close, very, very much a lot of love coming in. I think when, mm-hmm. you know, we're still in the earth experience, the human experience, and we forget that when we exit that, you know, like he's exited that human experience and now he's back in spirit where we're all one.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing he could ever want for you is your joy and your happiness. That would make
mm-hmm.
him way more happier mm-hmm. than if you're hanging on and missing out on that
mm-hmm.
because you feel like you wouldn't be honoring him. So definitely thumbs up, move forward. You're not losing him anywhere. He's right there with you. You're not going to.
I was just going to say that. He's right there. He's right there with you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting
that he's just, I mean, well, this is, he's in the love soup. There's nothing else he will ever give to you except for love. He's in the love soup now. This is the way he is now. It's all love.
So there's a good chance, Kelly, that if you sat down to a meditation, a lot of really nice, insightful things, caring, compassionate things would come through now. Right, Diane? That's how that works?
Absolutely.
Yes, I'm making a joke.
Yeah, she probably understands that, whereas I didn't.
You're so funny. Okay, I think she's good to move forward and enjoy it. Guilt-free, attachment-free, go for it. Enjoy moving forward. It's okay. You don't need permission. Do it. So,
No.
Very good. All right. So we said our hellos to the other chat people.
I want to share something there, you know, because when mom passed, it was like we had to keep the company going. I had to keep everything going, couldn't miss a beat and everything. And I had a lot of that. I hope I'm doing it the way, I hope she's okay with what I'm doing. And I hope this is okay. And I hope, and you know, in all these things, you know, you do that. I get that, you know, you go through that for a while and then, you know, then I mean, people have been giving me messages that, you know, hey, she's trying to tell you it's yours now. Don't worry about what she thinks, you know, it's, just take it and you need to do what you need to do with it. But, you know, there's an honoring thing that we do. And so I understand why, you know, there's part of its habit part in it, and then there's an honoring, and there's so many things in that mix of why we do those things. But they do want, you know, they knew, remember, they don't leave 1 second sooner than they intended to, than they were meant to. And they know what's going on, and it's okay. Everything's fine.
I don't know, Julie. I still think that she should have got her permission before she left because, you know, we all still miss her.
Oh, I know. Tell me about it. I'm like, whoa. She had me convinced too. She was saying, and it was like, no, mm-hmm. that's not fair.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm. Yeah,
but,
we were all in shock.
But I understand. I mean, it was probably just these last few months that I feel like I've actually started stepping into I started getting comfortable, actually getting comfortable and feeling like I'm in my shoes now, doing the role or doing everything and being me, you know, where before it was like there was always who am I supposed to be, and what am I supposed to do, and trying to do all these things that I thought everybody wanted and she wanted, and all, you know, and that can drive you a little bit crazy, you know, trying to, and you kind of lose your identity in there. And, and so, you know, it really is about, you've got, you know, it's about you. Mm-hmm. It's about you now. And he wants nothing but the best for you. And it's probably the way it was before too, but you know, we're always in these dynamic relationships, and so that's where we're trying to keep honoring all these things. But yeah, that's the way it is. Yeah, it's
all okay now.
Mm-hmm. It absolutely is.
Yeah. So Julie, mm-hmm. I have, your mom wants you to do some things that you don't know about yet. I'll tell you later. No, I'm just kidding. I gotta do it my way. No.
Okay. Now she's being the mean one.
I'm sorry that I'm a negative influence on you. I apologize in advance for what's going to happen to you. Sorry,
oh my
bad habits. I'm just sharing. I share, though. I share well.
Hey, guys, is she always like this? Does she
always
do this to everybody?
You know, I didn't do this to David Michael last week, but it was because he was so serious. You know, he was... I was like, that was a really long hour.
No.
Yeah. Well, you should call him back and tell him you changed your mind.
Get back on here. I'm pretty much like this with everyone. That's why these guys show up. They know I'm going to harass my guest. And
is this called spiritual harassment?
It's
a new genre.
If I can claim spiritual with it, then I'm going to go for that.
Yeah. It's all spiritual, so harassment is included. No extra fee.
Debbie's in the chat room saying she beats me up all the time.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah,
good.
Well, I did. I kind of threw Debbie under the bus when I said, for anyone that's scared to call in, Debbie, you know, I did do that earlier. and Lisa is confirming, yes, there is spiritual harassment all the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
They're all chiming in. I'm not going to read any more of those. No.
Okay, well, all right.
All right, so we're going to get back on to manifesting, and we're asking. Yeah. And so we're asking, mm-hmm. are we asking our team? Are we asking our angels? Are we asking all of them? Or do we skip all of that, go straight to source? Or is that actually what we're doing when we're asking our team? How would you guys like to answer that big conundrum of questions?
All of the above.
Mm-hmm. I know.
It's you know, because that was kind of the conversation that we got into when we had a conversation the next night, the next dinner, when a fourth member was there, and he was more left-brained, and he was asking those kind of questions. It was like, I need to ask specifically, like, this person is, you know, like, which one do I ask for? What do I do here? And sometimes it's just a matter of maybe you just put it out there. I'm asking for the one that handles these types of situations, you know, because I don't know all the angels, and I don't know all, you know, and it might be my guide that can do it. It might be the overall, but it's like, just put it out there. I need assistance. Who can do it?
Right.
You know?
I think that's a really good example of how to, like, just get started with this if people aren't as familiar with how to manifest, and they just start calling in the help, and the help that's the right help to do this job is a great way to do that. And then remember, this is a playground, and it includes the seen and the unseen. So this can be really fun. And I know when I started, I had a lot of fun with it, and I was sort of building a team based on everything that I was guided to read, everything I learned about that felt good to me, every being like archangel or angel or, you know, beautiful light being that I kind of was introduced to through reading and searching and whatever else, I actually just invited them to join my team so that every day I have a little thing that I do that I think everybody develops their own personal thing when you get into this daily practice. And I just started writing a letter, and it included more and more light beings every day. So it really began with dear, and I just started with my words, my dear God, and then I went, and so the letter got really long, but I finally had like a form and a flow and a cadence that felt good and right to me. And so that became my song that I started with, dear so-and-so, and then I gave gratitude. Thank you for blah, blah, blah. Thank you for the healing energy sent to Earth. Thank you for allowing me to be part of this healing energy. That was my intro. And then I just added on intentions after that. After I gave thanks, essentially, called them in and gave thanks, I just started asking for what I needed. And then, you know, I think it's a custom brew that you're making for yourself, knowing that everything is source. Everything is creation energy. And just figure out what you want and who you want to know better and ask them to join your team. I mean, there are no rules to this. And there is simply, what does your heart want you to have in your life? Who do you want to call in? Who do you resonate with? Mother Mary's a big one for me. Call her in. Mm-hmm. She's got such a beautiful energy, you know, the mother, you know. I think it's so personal, but I think sometimes people have to know what their options are. If you haven't done this before, or if you want to build a different Lego set of spiritual archetypes, you can. It's just good to hear you can do anything you want, anything that feels right in your heart. You're free to do it the way you feel best, you know, and just know that when you ask, you're going to receive. I think it's that.
Yeah. And yeah. I think you're right, because, you know, I had somebody ask me the other day, how did you do that prayer? And I was like, you know, it doesn't matter how you do the prayer. It's the intention. You know, it's the feeling. Yeah. It's the intention behind it. I do have to read this to you, ladies, because I think it's just too adorable. Melinda is saying, listening to y'all is like being dropped in a puddle of puppies. And who wouldn't want to be in a puddle of puppies, right? Although I don't know what that puddle is, I'm kind of concerned about puddles.
I've seen puppies' hats before.
So,
I choose to see the sweet part of it.
I do too. Yeah, this time especially.
Yeah, we're going to overlook that. So wonderful.
That sounds sweet. Wonderful. We'll go with our first impression.
Okay, so we're going to do a couple things here. You guys, do you want a caller or a question from the chat room? Flip a coin. I'll flip the coin. Heads or tails?
Okay. Oh. Heads.
Well, one of you got to say it. What is it? Is
what
it heads? Heads
yeah,
or tails?
Heads.
Okay.
Heads.
Oh, it's tails. Okay, so we're taking a caller. And then we'll go back to the chat room. We will. Okay, so caller with the last four digits, 0909. You are on the air. Who are we talking to?
Well, hello, ladies. My name's Ellen.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi, Ellen.
Thank you for taking my call. I was so entertained.
Well,
I was so entertained and laughing with you folks that you caught me off guard.
Good.
That's what we're here to do.
Yes.
So, if it's not funny, we're not doing it.
That's right.
Well,
so, in other words, Ellen, you have to make your question humorous or we're hanging up. So, what do you got?
No. Come back to me later. I wish I could. I love the thing about puddle of puppies.
Puppies,
yes. It's better than a puppy puddle.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I think we were agreeing on, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people are into that, but not us. No.
Oh, jeez. That just became a different show. Tune in next week. I'm not even going to say it out loud.
Oh,
you guys know what I was going to say. Okay. Ellen, what's up? How are you doing?
Well, several things, some irons in the fire. I guess the big thing that's going on is a move. I'll be moving in a couple of weeks, but I haven't really decided on what my next apartment will be, and I've got to move by the end of the month. So if you pick up anything regarding that, that would be fine. Or if you pick up anything regarding what's coming up in the next month or two for me, that would be fine too.
Okay, so you're saying, okay, you're moving, but you don't have your apartment. Is that what I heard you say?
Yes. I'm looking at I look at this one, and it's missing that, and I'm looking at the other one, and that's not right. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. I just got incoming. I just got, well, your new apartment is going to be a palace, so get ready.
I love the incoming. That was good. Incoming?
Yeah.
I'm so going to use that next time.
They're getting sassy tonight. Yeah,
they are.
I wonder where that's coming from.
All right, I turned the dial that direction. I'm sorry, I just had to. Dial up sassy. Here we go.
Dialing it up.
I actually think, yeah, there is a little more to that palace idea, and it has to do with you shifting into your higher self and your understanding of who you are, and like you're a queen girl. So I want you to know that palace is why you're getting that information, like be the queen that you are. And I think that to help you feel better about yourself and kind of like really step into your radiance. Okay.
Yeah. Don't settle.
Okay. Don't. Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah. Push the envelope. Yeah. Push the envelope towards the palace. Yeah.
And go ahead and ask assistance.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've been a little, you've been a little bit ambivalent, and that's why that's why it's kind of hanging in there. So it's right there, and so as soon as you say yes, you've had some issues with the actual moving. Is that right? I mean, that's what I'm getting.
Well, the only actual issue in my mind is that it's not happening soon enough. I really wanted to move as soon as possible. The only issue in, as far as I could identify, is not finding something fast enough.
Mm. Yeah. Ellen, okay. I have a question for you. This is Tracy. Do you do feng shui?
No.
Okay.
I know a little bit about it, but my current apartment is a studio, and there isn't a whole lot of stuff I can do with it.
I think it's playing a part in it, though. I think when you're going into the apartments that you're looking at, you're thinking it's this and that and this that you don't like, but I think it's the energy that isn't feng shui for you. So when you stand in the next one that you go look at, pay attention to the energy and the flow of it, because I have a feeling that your inner feng shui is having a play at picking out your new apartment. So just play with that too and have a little fun with it. And, you know, when it all feels right, it's going to, like Diane said, it's clicking. It's going to get it mm-hmm. incoming. It mm-hmm. is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah. It's something about you. Have you clearly defined what it is you want?
Oh, yes. After seeing all the apartments, I realized, you know, this is a must, that's not, and things like that. Yeah. It's become more clear as time has gone by.
Okay, well, it's not crystal clear yet. When it becomes crystal clear, that's when it will appear for you.
Okay.
Because what you're learning now is what you don't want and what you do want. You're learning parts of it. And so now you can take all the parts that you want, you like from these different ones and say, okay, put them all together and create in your mind, okay, this is what I want. Make a list, whatever. Okay, this is what I want. And clearly define it. And that's when you'll have it. Because right now, that's the issue I was talking about. See, there's ambivalence there. It's like, you know, I'm kind of clear there. I know I want these, but there's ambivalence. There's some stuff there, and that's why it's hanging. It's in the limbo because you're not clear about it.
Mm.
And then ask for the assistance.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Does that make sense?
Yes. I'm going to speak it out loud as soon as I get off the phone to my guide, to my higher self, and Yeah. I'm
okay,
sure
so that,
now I
that
what
tempts
I
me to not put her on mute. I don't know. Is that mean? Like, okay, bye-bye, and then we don't put her on mute so we can see if she's really doing it. Right, Ellen.
Thank you, ladies, for all your help. And I want to listen to the rest of your show because you guys make me
laugh. I will mute you.
Thank
you for listening.
Yeah,
stay with
it.
Us.
Go
all right.
Go see,
thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Okay, so we
have brothers, sisters. How many were in your family, Tracy?
There was five of us. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Yeah.
And I blame my mom, really.
To make you that ornery.
My mom's kind of ornery. You know, we had our Easter gathering this weekend, and, you know, we all sit around the table just joking around with each other. And it's a, you know, there's 13 grandkids, there's five of us kids, there's spouses, you know, it's a full house. And everybody mm-hmm. just sits around laughing. And yeah, so as much as I'd like to be an original, it runs in the family. So it's
yeah.
all good, though. We have a good time with
yeah.
it. So, okay,
yeah,
we're going to go
you.
Into
yeah.
we're going to go into the chat room, and Kaylee has a question. I wanted to ask what you see for my boyfriend Ethan's recovery from breaking his collarbone yesterday.
Hmm.
So
collarbone.
So, I was going to say this is a Julia question. Where's the book?
Yeah, it is. Right up Julia.
Where's the book?
Yep.
So why you're thinking about that, I'm going to explain why that's a Julia question, and that's because she has Soul Speak, and that is her book, and it is about how our bodies talk to us, and like the collarbone has a message. So let's see if she knows what it is.
Yeah, I don't know if I addressed the collarbone. I'm trying
well,
to
Well, we can
now.
Go with what the area, too.
Yeah, yeah, what does a collarbone do? Okay, it's...
Right here.
Yeah. Which side? Which side? Was it,
okay,
is it
Kaylee,
right
if you could get in there and tell us which side. I'm going to pull a certain Soul Speaks book out and see if we have collarbone in there.
It's holding the structure.
Yeah.
I'm going to want the new version when you update it to put collarbone in.
yeah, there's several things I need to add.
Yeah,
it's
going
to say
shoulder. It could be shoulder.
Part of that structure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
has she said
hold
what
on,
side it's on yet?
I don't see it yet. So,
okay.
Let's see.
Is Casey there? Is that Casey we're speaking with?
No, she's on. She's,
no,
oh,
it's Kaylee. Kaylee,
sorry.
Okay.
All right. We have one of each in there, so I get it.
you're picking up. No.
I know.
No. Okay. I'm not
so
sure,
what?
But his right shoulder was drooping. Okay, so she thinks it was
oh,
the right side.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so what's going on in his life right now? Besides that
okay.
happening, what else is going on in his life right now?
Kaylee, can you call in? And when you do, give me the last four digits of your phone number so that this, otherwise we're going to be doing this back and forth. Call in. The number is, where'd it go? 323-642-1397. If you could call in, that would make it a lot easier for us to get to the answer for you on the collarbone. Just let me know what the number is, the last four digits of your number, so that I can find you when you call in. And so let's come back to that one, because if you guys need questions answered, it could take a while doing it this way. You two sound like you're like conversing and...
We are.
We don't know what you're saying.
We got busted.
Yeah, we're thinking this thing through here.
It's okay.
Like
you guys
can
just
sit
there and chat amongst yourselves. I'm going to go get Ellen, and her and I are going to finish up the show.
Okay, no problem.
All right.
Call out for pizza.
Oh, don't say pizza. Now I'm hungry. I didn't have wine with my dinner yet. Okay.
Well,
that's
you can
too
have
funny.
Wine now, if you care for it, you can whine a little bit right now because we're being a little bit rowdy here tonight.
We're being rowdy, for sure, for sure. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to. We don't want to talk about what that part
means yet, because I want to get this other information first before we into that.
Mm-hmm. We've got her calling in. She had to get the number from me again. So all this behind the scenes stuff that you two don't see going on. We've got a really chatty chat room tonight too, by the way. It's a lot of fun in the chat room, and you guys get a chance later to go in there and peek in. It you'll be looking at some of them going, what were they referring to? It's that funny. You'll be like, what?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm picturing a pastrum and lots of stuff bouncing around in there.
Exactly.
That's what it looks like here.
Really. Energetically, we stirred up the pot tonight.
Hey, it's a free question for you. Why we're waiting for this to happen? So, you know, we're all sitting here having a lot of fun. We're giggling. We're making, you know, giggling and laughing. That all raises the vibration. But is that also a key element in the manifesting? Is to be joyful and giddy, and you know, obviously gratitude. We've all heard the gratitude helps. But what about just being in that fun-spirited energy? Does that help to manifest?
Yeah.
It's just, have fun. All those things raise your vibration, and that's what this whole thing is about. You know, when they talk about when you manifest, it's already, a lot of times they'll say it's already done, and it's already there. And what it is, it's already manifested, but it's in a higher vibration than you are. And that's why you don't see it yet. And so what it is, you just need to bring your vibration up. And so that's one of the ways, you know, when you are laughing and giddy. And so you're releasing all this junk of fear and doubt and worry and all that stuff. When you release all of that and you trust and you just have fun and you laugh because you know you got it. It's incoming. It's right here. All that raises you, and then you meet your manifestation because it's already done.
You're gonna go right up to it.
When you get it, it's easy. This stuff is so easy. We just make it.
we need to be continually reminded that you become light because your gift is already there in the light. You become light. You pick up your gift. You hang out there for a while. Yeah. Don't come back down. You know, like the lightness is what connects you with the light. So stay light. Manifest into the light and push P on the elevator to take you up to the penthouse and get it. And then take a while.
I thought you were going to say to the parking garage.
That's parking. In the physical.
Tracy, what happened to Tracy? She's in the parking garage while we're up at the penthouse.
She misunderstood P.
It's the other P.
Poor girl.
One below and one above.
That's
hilarious.
We're all going
to the high tea. High tea season. That's too
funny.
That puppy.
Is it the cat or is it the puppy?
Casey's in the pool. I'm in the parking. She's like, I'm in the pool. I'm in the parking garage. You guys are in the penthouse. I think that subconsciously tells us something about ourselves.
I have some work to do.
Are you girls available for a session later?
In the penthouse.
What was that?
I said, are you girls available for a session later? I might need one. I'm in the parking garage.
Okay.
I want to be in the penthouse. All right. We have Kaylee on the line, so let's go ahead and bring her on and start asking her shoulder questions. All right. Kaylee, are you with us?
Yeah.
Hey, sweetie.
Hi, Kaylee.
Okay. So,
don't worry. It's
Kaylee's
okay.
One of my favorite people. So here she is. I'm sharing her with you guys. So your boyfriend hurt his shoulder, and you believe it's the right side. And then Julia, what was the question you were asking?
My question is what's going on in his life right now?
It seems like he's just going to work and coming back to work, but he's probably not going to be going to work for a while now. And I think he said that he might do light duty, but who knows if the management will even let him do that. And he seems to just have a normal life. He's not really, he doesn't go to college. He works at IKEA and he works at like 3D modeling. And I don't really know too much about his day-to-day life, but
How's he feel about his daily activities, his work and things like that? How's he feel about it?
I think he's comfortable with it. I think he likes going to work and he has plenty of time to play video games in his spare time and see me in his other spare time. And my mom noticed that there's a delay between the... Never mind. Anyway, so she's hearing my message, like, right after I say it, and it's funny. Anyway. What was the question again?
What's going on in his life? Let's say we go back a little ways, and it's kind of like this time in the span of, you know, the last, oh, I don't know, a few months to now, just what's been going on in his life. That's why I was just wondering what was going on in his life.
Well, we went to his church, and he told me that he hadn't been going for 2 months before that, but that's as far as I know, like as far back as I know. Let's see. He's been working carts at IKEA for about a year. My mom's asking me a question.
Tell your mom to wait
her
turn.
Me as his girlfriend.
I know these guys.
Can you hear her? Or is she
no.
Away?
Kathy, all right. I can't hear you.
I guess it's a new situation for him to have a girlfriend because I'm his first girlfriend. So
congratulations.
That's the most major thing, hopefully, in his life, other than
and,
his
and
acting.
How long have you been together?
1 or 2 months now.
Okay. How has he been doing with that?
He has requested to see me many times, and I don't know if he's obsessed with me, but he certainly likes my company. I don't know.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like the way she said that. He likes my company. That sounds really nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was just wondering if you liked his company.
I do.
Oh, phew. Okay.
Yeah, I just... I've never had somebody that seems so interested in me before, so... It's a really good thing.
Yeah. All right, that's good. And you're not sure if it's an obsession or not?
Well, I mean... Let's see.
That was
we
probably
saw
a figure of speech.
Sunday onto Thursday. So Sunday to Thursday, we saw each other. And, you know, on, like, a few hours a day. But, you know, that was more than I'd been expecting because usually I expect to see somebody maybe once or twice a week. And
okay.
So we saw each other more than that, and I don't know. He didn't seem to be getting bored of me or anything, so I don't know.
And you weren't getting bored with him?
No.
No, so it sounds like everything's kind of working out okay there.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, the collarbone, what we're trying to figure, I was like, okay, the shoulders are you know, that's where you carry things, and kind of looking at the collarbone as part of that shoulder structure. And so But it's along the front. But usually, like, you know, like if you carry like a purse or something with a strap, that collarbone comes into play. I mean, this is how you process. This is how you work through the process of getting these messages. Is what does that area of the body do? What does it do? What's its purpose? You know,
this is
and it's part of the structure. You know that. So I mean, we can talk this out. What do you think? And actually, what we need to do, if we got his, see, you actually need to ask him, what does this area mean to him? And see, and that's a lot of times when they say it themselves, they'll actually say the message, because whatever it means. But it is part of the structure, and of that shoulder area. So it could have something to do with responsibility, handling responsibility.
Like it's kind of like if you think of an, I'm seeing an oxen cart mm-hmm. with the yoke around their neck and they're pulling a load or something. This is sort of our yoke, you know. This is the area where we might shoulder something. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I automatically start thinking, is he shouldering some kind of a burden right now in any aspect of his life? Is there, you know, anything emotional going on?
Can I throw something in there and have Diane and Julia, if you guys will look at, because as you're talking about this and we're looking at this break or injured shoulder, I keep thinking, you know, with the story Kaylee told, it sounds to me like this is his first girlfriend. And uh-huh. he's working a job, and he plays his video games, and he hangs out with her. And now there's a break going on, or a stress in that responsibility area. And the thought that came into me is that he might be thinking, I might need to grow up a little bit more and start changing what I'm doing. And maybe there was some resistance to that. Or something going on that caused the shoulder that carries the responsibility piece, and it's on the right side, so that's uh-huh. the masculine and all of that. Could it be possible
that
he's contemplating?
The right side means now. That's why I was asking what's going on in his life right now.
Mm.
Yeah, because it means now, according to
what your soul speak is about, and mom.
Yeah, I know some other you know, people say there's masculine and feminine,
mm-hmm.
but
yeah.
According to this, it's, well, the right is now.
And I'm going to say that I call those body maps, like ways mm-hmm. of looking at the body, but I've actually found that you can overlay the body maps mm-hmm. and they don't disagree, they just
yeah.
overlap. Yeah, okay, mm-hmm. so, okay.
Yeah.
Right, that's happening now,
mm-hmm.
you know?
So, maybe he's mm-hmm. ready to make some changes. What do you think? Like, he's looking at this like he likes having a relationship, and maybe he wants to figure out how to shift what he's doing to better that situation.
Yeah, that's sounding sort of like something that could be. It's all the time frame is just it's recent, and this
mm-hmm.
is the only thing that's
mm-hmm.
different in his life in the past couple months. So you kind of put it all together, and you go, he's obviously but there seems to be that he's. He's having
mm-hmm.
some new stuff happening, and it may be even churning up his subconscious fear of being in relationship and taking responsibility and growing up, so that this is
mm-hmm.
sort of a message from the body, hey, pay attention,
yeah.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's obviously yeah. getting his attention.
Right.
So it's a wake-up call in some ways. He's either
yeah.
going with the flow of it or maybe resisting it.
Mm-hmm.
And usually you get the message louder when you're resisting it. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise
okay.
you're in the flow and you don't have any problem. Like, there's
right.
no resistance.
Right.
Yeah, a wake-up call usually happens when you're resisting possibly a growing up. And I don't know this person at all, but these are just things that we're kind of flowing with right now while we're all joining up together. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and how old is he anyway?
He's 22, I'm 20.
Oh, he's young. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's
really young.
So.
We're old, that's why we say that.
Oh. We're all like, we started reminiscing at our 20s. We didn't mean to just go quiet.
Yeah, we did.
Like,
no,
oh, yeah, the 20s, yeah.
Yeah, that I barely remember. Yeah. But that's actually a really sweet story. It's actually, it's like almost angelic, that little sweet story of kind of first relationship. And, you know, there is a sort of a crossroads at that point in our lives when we go from sort of being a kid to starting to be a grown-up and try out the grown-up roles of relationships. So that, it sounds kind of light, which we like. It's nice. It's light and it's sweet. But at the same time, it's a crossroads in one's life that could come up with some feelings that are even not known to the person.
Right.
Yeah, but the body will show you something's going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That's kind of
okay, Kaylee.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Hopefully that helped you get insights. And as far as his healing goes, yeah, that's going to go just fine. And So, okay, Kaylee. Hopefully you got your answers there. Tell your mom hi. Didn't mean to harass her on the radio like that. She doesn't have to wait or
turn. We love her.
Okay.
We love her.
And thank you for calling in for us so that we could get those questions to you a lot quicker. And we'll talk to you again soon. Okay?
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, hon. Thank you.
Okay, we have another caller on the line. Shall we just go straight to that?
Sure.
All right. Thanks. Caller with the last digits, 3686. You are on the line with us. Who are we talking to?
Stacy.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi, Stacy.
How do we help you?
Hi. I'm wondering about employment, please.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you need to ask a question about it?
Yes, please. Like, when do you see me acquiring a job?
You want a job here? I just wanted to invite you into the fun, that's all. You're looking for work? We could always use more light workers. I think you're it.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I see a halo and wings. What do you think? Is that resonating with you, little light being?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Stacy, what is it? What's the type of work you do?
Lately I've been doing like respite hospice, you know, on the private side.
Yeah, it takes an angel to do that.
It does.
Is that what you want to do?
Not really, because the only reason being is that I get too emotional. And I can feel and I know when things are happening, and I'm still in the process of trying to get to a level of acceptance with it. It's not that I don't want to, but I'm not fully there yet. I pick up on everything.
So what do you want to do?
Well, I would like either deal with labor delivery or trauma or something. But I want it where I can move around. I don't like being stagnant in one place too long. I'm the kind that likes to get out and about.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's good. I'm glad you gave me a pretty specific answer. You weren't wishy-washy there. You knew what you wanted, and that's one of the main requirements for manifesting.
I
got to
keep moving, you know.
Okay, so can you see yourself in the job?
Yes.
Okay. Now, just ask for whoever needs to help you get that. Do you know who's hiring? Or have you put your name in the places that are hiring?
My name has been in, it's out and about, but I keep being pulled back into hospice and by these doctors, and I'm like, I don't want to be here. They're like, but you're the best person, and I don't want to be here. And every time I run away from it, I get yanked right back, and I go back, of course, and then the clients, they get so attached to me, And then it's like they don't respond to anybody but me, and I'm like, okay, what's going on here? You know?
Sounds
okay,
like
you
so
have you
real,
use those manifesting
yeah.
skills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I just feel like I have to tell you, you have a really special energy to you. And so that's what's happening, just so you know, and to get a little positive feedback here, like, you have a really special energy. And when people feel your energy, they know that it's special and they want you around. And the people that are transitioning also feel it. And it's, people see your matching, like, I'm serious when I'm saying it's like an angelic energy. And so angels do a lot of things to help people. Sometimes it's transitioning. So I think what you're seeing is people are feeling you as being such a light around them, and they see you doing a good job. They feel that you're a really good match for this really important job of assisting people when they're near their transitional point. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I think people are feeling you, but you may have another wish, and that's what we're trying to get you to tune into a little bit. What is your desire? What is your heart's desire? What do you yearn for? What is it that makes floats your boat? You know what I mean?
Right. So really get in alignment with that, and then ask, you know, for your assistance, for your guidance system to come in, and whoever it needs to be. Like I said, you know, I don't know specifically who helps with that area. So you can call in, you know, just ask, okay, whoever works on this, you know, come and make this happen. I mean, you can be that general until you know who it is, or unless you want to, you know, call in specific ones. But they're all happy to help. You've just not asked for help. So you haven't. That's like when I did mine. They're like, you know, you didn't ask. You haven't asked for help. That's all that's missing. You just need to ask for help, and they'll start and be that specific with them. Tell them exactly what you want, and then just tell them to go find you that job.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Does that work for you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
And then you've got to
let
us know how quickly that turns around, because.
Yeah.
That's the key. We ask and mm-hmm. then they can help us, you know, the free will. Got to ask.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. But let them be your, like your agent for you,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that way you don't have to do the work. Just let them say, this is what I want. Go get it. Go do it for me, please.
Yeah.
Can you please go get it for me?
And it's your dream.
Mm-hmm.
It's your dream, and you're dreaming it up. So, you know, stay tuned with your heart and mm-hmm. what you want. This is what I think a lot of us are kind of focusing on right now, or dealing with, or learning about right now, is what do we want? What do we really, really want?
Yeah.
What is our heart's desire? And
I thought you were going to break into song with that, Diane.
I was this close. Yeah. Tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
And there it is.
Invitation only. Ask and you shall receive.
That's true.
Aren't you glad you called, Stacey? Aren't you glad you called?
Yes, I am.
How about the field of dreams one? If you build it, they will come.
That's something that you need to say all the time. Actually, what Diane just saying is what you need to be doing. You need to keep kind of doing that in your head to remind you to ask, because that's what they're saying is, tell me what you want.
What do
you
really,
really
want?
So that'll keep reminding you to tell them, and it's like, go
speak
get
up.
It. Yeah.
Speak
yeah,
up.
Exactly.
Speak up. And truly, you are a really dear soul. I mean, you want to help people.
Mm-hmm.
You want to help birth babies. You want to help trauma people. I thank you. I mean,
mm-hmm.
that's great stuff you're talking
mm-hmm.
about.
Yeah.
Thank
I have
you.
A book to recommend, mm-hmm. Stacey.
Uh-huh.
And you guys might be familiar with this. You may have heard of it. It's called The Three Waves of Volunteers by Dolores Cannon.
Oh, bingo, ding, ding, ding.
Yes. Please pick up that book, or at least go Google it, watch the videos on it. Since Julia is connected to all of that, do you recommend that book for her? Doesn't she feel like a soul that would gain a lot from reading The Three Waves of Volunteers?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, how old are you, hon?
How old am I?
Yes,
44.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, she's in her angel number year. 44.
44. Okay. Okay. So,
44.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo. Good year.
Okay.
I'm enjoying all the sound effects they're making. What else you guys got? Woo. Ah.
We were hanging out with a sound healer over the weekend, and woo. Woo-hoo. We had lots of sounding going on. I think she unleashed it. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. We're we're on a roll. What
singing,
were we talking about? The sound.
Oh, humming.
Yeah.
She's a 44.
Yeah, I think she would.
She's
yeah,
a light worker. She's a volunteer.
Yeah.
Ooh, and that's probably, I think that's why people sometimes can't find that right fit, because, you know, we're so conditioned to go find a job. But, you know, if you're a light worker, if you're being called out to remember who you are and start your awakening process, you don't get to just go get any job anymore. You know, you're going to be pushed towards the thing that you came here to do. And if you get that book, it might help you to trigger what that job is. And by the way, you're on the line with three people who do the quantum healing hypnotherapy. And
yeah,
that is another way to help with that awakening process, remembering who you are and what it is you should be doing here. So, wait, one more time with the sound effects.
Woo-wee.
It took you a little while on that.
I'm getting it. Like, so she's definitely a healer, a helper being, and you know, the world is still your oyster, but you're here to help, and you're already on your path. It's just, where are you going from here? And it's going to be, you're going to be helping and serving people and helping humanity, you know, in whatever you do, because it seems like you're kind of called in that direction already, and that's where your light can work. That's where it's needed the most. I mean, it's all if you like it, though. I mean, it's just if you want it. You do have the free will, but it sounds like you've really already found your groove in a way. Like, you're a helper being. And, again, I just keep wanting to say thank you for that. Thank you for being here. Thank you.
And that's pretty good, Stacey. She hasn't said thank you to me at all yet. And so
I'm very rude. Very rude.
if you missed the earlier part of the show, not many people get this side of her. Okay, and if you don't know what that's referencing, you need to go listen to the archives.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're even affecting me in a positive way. Thank you, dear helper being. We love you. Thank you.
Hey, I'm going to do a little sound healing with that, because I got this little singing bowl and it's so fun. If I can get it to work. There we go.
To get it to twerk or to work?
Oh, I was twerking. You guys just don't get
Julia
video.
Julia wants it to twerk.
I think I threw out a hip. Okay, Stacey, I'm going to let you off the hook.
Okay, thank you.
Have a wonderful evening, honey.
Okay,
sorry, bye-bye.
You're so goofy. Thank you. I've never seen a singing bowl twerk.
Twerk. This is going to be dangerous,
no.
But we do have one more caller.
Oh.
I don't know. Are you guys in the right frame of mind? Are you
oh,
done twerking over there?
Eternally.
Okay, here it is. Before we even bring the caller on and know who it is that we're talking to the caller, I want you to find the most challenging, deepest question you can find for these two so we can really get them to go deep into their subconscious, superconscious minds, and find that answer for you. So, caller with the last four digits, 3774, you're on the air. Who are we talking
to?
Oh,
no, I have two questions.
No.
Who are we talking to?
Those questions. They better be tough or we're hanging up on you.
They're tough.
Okay. Aren't you glad you called to be harassed today?
Oh, that's okay.
Okay, what's your
name? My name is Suzanne. And my first question is, I'm going on an interview. I have a job now that I'm working at, but I'm going on an interview tomorrow. Do you see me getting it?
Okay, you're going on the interview tomorrow. How do you feel about this one?
I would like to get it.
All right.
You guys want me to flip the coin again? Heads, she gets it. Tails, no. Okay.
No.
Oh, no.
But if you want to. Yeah, right. No. I don't. But if it makes you happy, yes, I support your happiness.
So what was the answer?
You can flip your lid if you want to, or you can flip the coin if you want to, because we just support you whatever you decide to do.
I'm flipping my lid. Yeah.
Back to Suzanne.
No, sorry, Suzanne. Right. Flip your wig, whatever. So Suzanne, when I was a little more serious, but that doesn't happen. I was actually getting this beautiful vortex, and it was weird. It was like this ticking, like you see on a grandfather clock. It was ticking back and forth, and it was kind of like, if she wants it, if she wants it, if she wants it, she can have it, she can have it, she can have it.
Yeah.
It's like this vortex that goes into your aim, like what you're focusing on, and it's your decision that makes the outcome happen.
Yeah.
So I'm seeing this ticking, like, back and forth. She wants it, if she wants it, you know, or not. If she wants it or not. If she wants it or not.
When you answered me, that wasn't a real convincing answer. So
we're getting a little bit of not sure. Like, this is the energy that we're picking up on.
No, it's not that. I just called a psychic on this, like, 5 minutes ago, and she said I wasn't getting the job.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
Okay.
Who creates this stuff?
Me.
Yes. Bingo, ding, ding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you really, really like that job?
I didn't go on the interview yet.
Okay.
Okay, so you're interviewing tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell me what you just said a minute ago. Did you say that you got the call to say you didn't get the job?
No. I called a psychic on this site, and they said I wasn't going to get the job.
Okay. All right. So you've got that input, and now you're asking for more input, and we're talking about how... Like,
mm-hmm.
you just identified yourself as the one that creates this outcome, right?
Right.
You are ultimately the creator of this outcome, whether you know it or not, but you said you did know it, right? So that means you're already halfway to manifesting it. You already understand that you're the creator of this outcome, right?
Yes.
Okay. What do you want? Do you like this job? Do you love this job? Which one? How do you feel about this job?
Well, you know what?
Tell me.
It's not loving it. I need health benefits, and I would get out early enough to maybe go to some of my son's things, and the hours are great and stuff. You see what I'm saying? There's not, you know, a lot of school jobs out there.
Uh-huh. It's a school job, and it's practical for your needs, right?
Yes.
Okay. So it's one of those jobs that's sort of like it would help you. It would fill in the job slot, but it isn't really a thing you love, yeah?
Right. I mean, the job I have now, I don't love either, but, you know, I want to stay with the schools.
Okay. Because you need those hours because you have a child.
Well, my child's older, but I, you know, for retirement, I've already invested in retirement and stuff, too.
So if you don't get this other job...
Then I'm stuck with this one that I have now.
And you feel stuck.
Yeah, I have to work.
You feel stuck, or would that be okay?
Well, I'm on a bus all the time, just watching kids on a bus. And then it's just in the morning, and then I have off, and I go back in the afternoon. It's not really enough hours, and I don't want to just keep sitting on a bus.
Okay, so you're trying to change to a different position then that works better
right.
for you. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so now...
She wants to get off the bus.
Yeah. So do you want to get off the bus or not?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
There. No, that's a definite. And that was something that you had to get definite about. Now the next thing is, Okay, and when she asked if you love this other job yet or not, you said, I haven't interviewed yet for it. So do you know exactly what it entails?
Not exactly. It's probably taking care of special needs children.
Okay, so that's maybe probably where this other ambivalence is coming from, is you're not really sure. You know it can provide some of the things that you need, but you're not really sure about the job part of it then, about if it's what you really want to do. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
If I get the position, I would be lucky enough to get it, and I would take it.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, so it gets you off the bus? Does it get you what you want?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay, it's a step in the right direction, it sounds like. Yeah.
So it is with the bus, I have to then find a job in the middle of it and run back and forth just to get something full-time, so I might as well just work all day at one place.
Did you just get back on the bus, or are you getting off the bus? I can't tell. Go back on that bus? Get off that bus.
No. If I get on the bus, then I have to be a lunch monitor, something in between, and run back on the bus, and why don't I just work at one place all day instead of running around?
Okay.
Okay. So you're getting off the bus, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So let's get off the bus and stay off the bus.
Don't you go back on that bus.
Nope, I'm not going to.
Okay. No. Good. Right. Good job.
Okay. So see that. Now, do you see? I know we're playing with you a little bit, but you have to see what you're doing mentally. So you keep putting yourself back on that bus mentally, and as long as you do that, you're creating that. You keep creating yourself in that situation. Get off the bus.
And see yourself getting off the bus and walking right into the job you want. Is it in the school?
Yes.
Get off the bus, get out down the stairs, jump up on the curb, walk on the sidewalk, go in the school. Go into the job you want and see yourself there.
See yourself in the job you want. It's no longer on a bus. Now it's in a different environment. So see yourself in the environment, and that's how you see yourself now.
And now, as you see yourself in the job you want, what does your face look like? Can you see what your face looks like doing the job you want? What's the expression on your face? Tell me what you see.
Well, if it's with kindergarten, I'll be smiling.
Oh, so you want, is that a job for you, the kindergartners? You want that job? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's Mara's job.
But that's the job you see yourself smiling in, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's in elementary school. It's not, so I don't know what grade it would be.
Okay, so we're talking about manifesting, so this is part of how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
You see yourself in the job you want, and you see yourself happy, and then you now feel yourself happy as you're working with kindergarten children. Can you feel how happy you are when you're working with these kids? You are working with them. Can you feel how happy you are?
Yeah.
Oh, they're so cute. Yes, they're little. They're cute. Oh, they're like a puppy pile.
Okay, when was the last time any of you were around kindergartners?
Oh, yeah.
I'm over here thinking, hey, where did Timmy go? Get off of that. Who said you could get into that box? That's what I'm doing.
You hold on now. You get to manifest next.
Yeah.
She sees herself happy.
Suzanne's happy. With
her.
She's smiling. She said so.
She did say so. Well, I hate to be the killjoy, but we're going to have to let Suzanne go because we have to end the show now. But, Suzanne, hopefully you're able to visualize and get yourself into that place of having the job, because it is yours to have.
And then ask for the assistance.
Oh, yeah.
Ask for the assistance. Ask for your guidance and ask for the assistance of your helpers, okay, for your higher-ups. And just say, go find that job for me.
Mm-hmm.
Go get it.
Yeah, the one that I'm smiling
sweetie.
On.
Okay,
here we go. I'm letting you go.
Yeah.
You're welcome to call back again next week. Love you. Okay, Julia
and
Diane, quick, how do people reach you? What if they want to know more or have sessions with you? Go. You have 20 seconds each.
Diane, this is Diane, and I can be reached at, it's an email, Healing Works Salon. All one word, no capitals. Healing Works Salon at gmail.com.
And I have website, JuliaCannon.com, and then my email would be Julia@JuliaCannon.com. And so that's how you can find me. And also I have a Facebook page, Julia Cannon Solstice.
Yeah, and I'm also on the QHHT official website, QHHTofficial.com.
Mm-hmm.
Under Find a Practitioner.
Yeah, level three practitioner,
mm-hmm. Diane Morrison.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Whew, you guys worked hard tonight.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
We keep it light,
so we have fun. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much for being on the show. Good night, everybody.
And, good night.
Yes, thank you for the honor, ladies. It was a great time. I appreciate it and hope to have you back.
Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. Always a pleasure, Tracy.
Always.
Okay. Thank you. All right, we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye, everybody.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.